Good afternoon, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day to those who celebrate. Happy anniversary to Calm Waters 73 and Ji Shang. And happy birthday to Sultan Arel. This is day 17 of marching on, and I'm sitting outside. It's the first time this year, I think, that it's been actually warm enough to sit outside. As you can hear, the kids are also having a playtime in the school at the back. The dogs are here, the cats are all out. The sun's not really bright, but it's quite warm. And this is just a brief update. I've got a cup of tea beside me. It's the first time I've sat down and had a cup of tea outside this year, or any kind of drink. I've sometimes come to do it, you know, I've come out the door and I said, oh no, it's too cold. Anyway, my marching on is, yesterday I had a phone call to do a survey. There was a prize draw and it was £250 of worth of Marks and Spencer's vouchers, and I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. I don't normally do surveys over the phone, but I thought, well, you know, it's what have I got to lose? Nothing, really. I don't have to tell them anything I don't want to. So they asked me a load of questions on behalf of different sponsors, like The Guardian and The Times, Guide Dogs for the Blind, I don't know, well-known companies or charities or organisations anyway. There was one about pension review. They asked, would I be interested in sponsoring a guide dog puppy? And I said, I'm actually a guide dog owner and my husband sponsors a guide dog puppy already. And I keep meaning to tell you an update about that. He sponsored a little Labrador cross golden retriever called Katie. And unfortunately, we had a letter the other day to say that Katie has been withdrawn from training. She didn't actually start her training. I don't know if she actually had left the puppy walkers, but she didn't. She's got a skin complaint. It's not very severe, but it meant that she didn't like having the harness put on, the working harness, so she's been withdrawn. But she's been found a home, a lovely home as a pet. Her puppy walkers were unable to keep her, for which they were sorry. She's been found a very nice home. They had a piece written by the new owners telling us all about how she's settling in, which I thought was really nice. And now he's sponsoring Katie's sister instead. Katie's brother, Rio, instead. So he's just about to leave the puppy walkers. I think Katie, the females sometimes leave a little bit earlier. Rio will go to training very soon. So that's just a little update. But anyway, one of the questions was, would I be interested in a pension review? Now, I really need to do something about my pensions. I've got three works pensions that I've paid into. Obviously, I'm not working at the moment. And the last time I had any contact with them was when I was about 8 years ago when I was getting divorced, and I had to provide a valuation of my pensions at that time for my divorce settlement. So I had to write to them all and obtain the valuation. And I never told them when I moved, so they haven't got my current address. And all my paperwork, every year up until that point, they sent me a statement and I would put it away in a certain place. And I told someone, look, if I drop dead, this is where my pension stuff is, because someone will be entitled to a payout or several payouts. But obviously, when we had the fire, that did actually all get ruined. So I have now no paperwork at all. So when they said, are you interested in the pension review? I said, actually, I think I am. So someone called me today, and I've got that all in progress. The courier's coming tomorrow with a form that I've got to check all the details are correct. I have to provide ID so that they know it's really me that wants the pension details. I've had to call one of my old employers, Barclays, to get my pension number and my payroll number. The other ones they can find on my national insurance number, so that's okay. So I'm quite pleased that I've actually done that, because and they told me that I need to write in. Barclays told me I need to write in to inform them of my change of address, so I need to do that with all three of them. So I'm actually quite pleased that I've got that underway. I also need to provide evidence that I'm no longer receiving child benefit. That's not related to my pensions at all. That's to do with housing benefits. So I thought, rather than trying to call Child Benefit and waiting hours on the phone, I'll just ring my bank, and they said I could provide bank statements. So I've got a bank statement of the last payment I received, and then the following two showing no payment. So that's done. They charged me £5 for the privilege, but oh well. When needs must and all that. One frustrating thing that I'm really fed up with is these cold callers. Now, I keep getting a call at the same time every day, and there's no caller ID, so I can't block them or report them or anything. It's not on my mobile, it's on my landline, and it's asking for a Anna Tennant. Now, Anna Tennant obviously had my phone number at some time in the past, because I still often get calls for her and Victoria Tennant, and also for a Lorraine Smith. Now, I've had my phone number 3 years in May, so obviously wherever they're getting these details from are either out of date, or these people are providing misinformation. I don't know what these companies want, but this particular one, usually if I say they don't have this number, can you please take my number off your system, they'll say, OK, sorry about that. This one, they're foreigners. Not that I've got anything against foreigners, as everyone knows I haven't, but whether they don't understand what I'm saying, I don't know, but I think that they're just being downright rude. I think they do understand. For the last four working days, I've had Thursday, Friday, Monday and today, could I speak to Anna Tennant? Sorry, she doesn't have this number anymore. Can you please take your number off your system? Are you the owner of this number? Yes. But I'm really sorry to be... I don't mean to be rude, but I'm not interested in anything you've got to say. We're not trying to sell you anything, ma'am. I said, OK then, have a nice day. That was my first conversation, and I cut the call. The same thing happened the next day. Yesterday, I got irate. I said, look, I've told you before. Will you stop calling this number? I've had this conversation several times recently. I've really had enough of it. Can you stop calling my number? I don't know who Anna Tennant is. And are you the phone owner? Yes, I am. I'm not interested in anything you've got to say, as I've said before. And to me, it sounds like the same person. It doesn't sound like it's a different person. It sounds exactly the same person to me, and I think it is. And I don't know why they're bothering me in this way. So I got a bit irate yesterday. I wasn't rude or anything. Then today, the phone rang. I answered it. Anna Tennant? They sound like they're Eastern European or something. I don't know, Romanian or something like that. Anna Tennant? I said, if you ring this number one more time, they went, doo, they'd gone. But it's so frustrating because I can't block them and I can't, you know, I can't, I don't have a phone that gives caller ID. At least it's not verbal, you know, it's not audible caller ID. So, and anyway, there isn't any caller ID. And when people ring from abroad, there's no caller ID. But I'm not saying this is from abroad, because some companies there isn't any. You know, the number's not shown. But what I'm saying is, because Obi's from Nigeria, he has a lot of calls that come from Nigeria. And some of his friends are in other places as well. And when they call, even if we had caller ID, you know, even if we could see who's calling, there's no caller ID. So that means I couldn't, if I'm not going to answer any with no caller ID, he would miss all his calls. So I can't really say, oh, if there's no caller ID, I won't answer it, because then I would miss all these calls, because with Virgin, the calls coming from overseas don't display the number. You know, you've got no number. And I don't know why that is, because my mum's with TalkTalk and hers has the number. You know, if you do 1471, the number will show, but here it doesn't. So I'm not really sure there's anything I can do about it, but it just really winds me up. I'm just so fed up with it, because they don't seem to take no for an answer, and then they won't listen. I don't know who they are, what they want, but I'm not interested in anything they've got to say, as I've told them several times, in no uncertain terms. Anyway, I've got something in the oven for my lunch, so I'm going to upload this now, and I may be back later, who knows, or if not, then I'll be back for Marching On, day 18. Bye for now.